shared on Instagram yesterday a moment in your life that you don't hear you talk about very often. You talk about why you decided that was time to share and what your message was.
You know, just an internal conversation, you know, with the people I was talking with, I felt that I always have it marked on my calendar each and every year. I call it my resurrection day, because a lot of me changed that day for obvious reasons, and it ended up, you know, my biggest scar, in essence, you know, being embarrassed, ended up being my biggest star. And I talk to kids all the time, and just people all the time that have made mistakes. We've all made mistakes, but, you know, I just don't ever want to get beside myself to ever feel like somebody says, you know, Cam, well, you always been XYZ, when that hasn't been the case. When I'm a perfect example of a person that's been persistent throughout my career, knowing that I just trying to make the most of the hand that I was dealt, and just trying to give hope to whoever sees this. And, you know, looking back at, you know, the post, I feel as if, you know, I probably got more likes in that one than I probably have in the last year or so. So that just goes to show you, you know, I'm trying to use my influence in a positive way, as I always say.
Including the mugshot, Cam, that seemed to send a powerful message too. Did you kind of, was that your point as well?
That's everything. Like, I just, like, oftentimes, you know, when you get to a position of power or even success, you kind of forget, you know, the bridge that brought you over, or you kind of, you know, forget certain things that happened. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, I think back at Dream College. I think back, you know, when I was at Florida. I think back, you know, when I was even at Auburn, and just kind of try to put that carrot back in my life to you know, by getting better each and every day. But more importantly, man, you know, I'm put here to be a servant. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, impact and empower people, all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, creeds. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm just here, you know, to you know, try to impact my environment as much as possible. So when I added the mugshot, you know, that made it real. You know, I wasn't just on a holding cell. Like, if you really look into to that picture, you know, you seen green and white. You know, that wasn't a polo sweater. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that day it got as real as it as ever has gotten in my life, and realized that, you know, if I want what I want in life, this is the determining factor. I hate it that it came to this, but it's been many, many things that has happened that I didn't react to, and that was the only thing that reacted. You know, me, you know, being suspended, and ultimately, you know, feeling as if, you know, for the betterment of my career, you know, moving on. And that was even hard, you know, knowing that I had people that I've invested so much time and emotions to. So, you know, just learning from that whole situation, and hopefully somebody got something from it.
Was that an easy post for you to write?
It wasn't. You know, I like I said, I've always been contemplating, you know, finding out how to tell it. And I just said, you know what, screw it. You know, I just won't. I was having an interesting conversation with somebody recently, and, you know, we was even talking about, you know, the past couple of months of my media things on the field and off the field. And to be honest, I my response was, I don't want to be the poster child of perfection. You know, because when you put yourself up on that pinnacle, when you finally mess up, that's when it comes tumbling down. I want people to look at me and say, man, look, Cam's still going strong, but look at the mistakes that he's made. And I just want to be an example of things that I'm still a work in progress myself. So for me to say I'm perfected, you know, I'd be lying to you. So, you know, when I hear the criticism, you know, in the media or whatever, you know, it doesn't fuel the negative side of me. It just proves to me that I still need to get better, and that's not bad, you know, for a person to feel that way. And you know, for me, from on the field progression to even off the field, including, you know, media wise, you know, I'm still a work in progress, and I want people, you know, that sees me to get that of me.
Do you feel like this helps shatter the negative stigma of imperfection?
Well, I think sometimes when you're in my position, or, you know, in the limelight of being a professional athlete, you always are hit with the, what about your image? What about your image? What about, you know, this? What about that? And, you know, to be honest, oftentimes, yeah, I really don't care about it, you know, because if it's not me, it's not me. And, you know, I'm not about to sit up here and do nothing that's going to come off corny. That's not me. If it's corny and I'm with it, then, you know, that's me. But if it's something that somebody wants me to do, and for, you know, the people who have invested in me, you know, sponsorship wise, and they know that as well. Like, if I'm not with it, I'm not with it. And I feel as if that goes a long way.
Cam, you talk about yourself being a work in progress. Is that fair to say about this offense and how this offense is, I guess, evolving during the season? You're coming off a bye week where you score 45 points.
Well, you know, I think the game of football is, you know, every team is always a work in progress, because if that be the case, the predictions that people have had, you know, week one is the power rankings, you know, when the NFL started getting power rankings, you know, they would have not have changed. You know, it's been as much of a shuffling as Coach Shula always says, you know, just give the league 2 weeks and everything's going to change. That deck of cards is going to get cut, shuffled again and shuffled again. And it's great teams out there. So for us to be one of those teams, you know, we're just trying to maximize on the things that we can. You know, having a great day of practice today, that's a great start for us. Being attentive in meetings and knowing that, you know, handling the what ifs. You know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. You know, it's going to be a lot of distractions with a lot of family coming to town. But yet, you know, staying focused and staying clear of the task at hand, knowing that we still got our hands full come Sunday.
Quote of yours, you got your dog back, and you got Khalil back as well. Just talk about them being back on the practice field and how much influence it's going to be this week.
He brings a calming presence. You know, not that, you know, anything has been a lack of production in that tight end room, you know, with him absent. But, you know, Greg is just a pro's pro. You know, with the addition to him as well as Ryan, and those guys, it's just a extra piece to the puzzle that we've been longing missing. You know, we expect to have the same Ed, expecting the same have the same you know, Blistex out there, and knowing that those guys are going to give 110%. But with the addition to them, you know, we're bound to be even better.
And back on your message yesterday, had you grown up with any guys, you know, in Atlanta that had kind of squandered their opportunities and that sort of thing along the way?
Where do I begin? You know what I'm saying? Like this. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. You know, it don't get no realer than that. You know, I oftentimes I go back home. You know, I'm pretty much home as much as I can be. You know, obviously with my family being there. And I see guys, you know, who I grew up with, and some guys I don't. I just get the update of them. And when I hear this person got this person got that, you know, this is reality. You know, so it's not nothing new. And I really pride myself on being that person that can, you know, touch so many, you know, people in different circumstances. You know what I'm saying? You're not saying, you know, a lot of other 31 quarterbacks in this league can go or do what I can and can't do. You know, I just want to be able to be touched and talked to as if, you know, my foundation event, you know, that's one example. You know, just being able to talk to a convicted felon, go and, you know, and understand what they're going through, and also just try to give them hope, you know, for a person that probably made a mistake, no matter what it was, to try to be better from it. So, you know, I got guys that's, you know, in penitentiary, incarcerated, family members that's incarcerated, but yet that doesn't define them. You know, we all are owed a second chance, even third and fourth chances. But, you know, it's what you learn from it really what defines you.
In terms of learning, you have not had any sort of off-the-field negative headlines associated with that. How big was the what did you learn from that? And have you made a conscious effort to sort of remove yourself from certain influences or that kind of thing?
As I stated in that message, I vowed to myself, you know, that was one thing. I don't really do drugs, and never did any type of drugs. That was an issue, you know, with, RV. Not an alcohol drinker like that, outside of some wine every now and then. But, you know, I try to stay very sharp with my mentality. And I think what helps that is when you have a supporting cast of people around you that gets that. When they sense harm in a situation, they're trying to get you out of there as much as possible, or trying to protect you as much as possible, you know, and having real conversations with certain individuals that make you aware that everybody in your life isn't trying to see you win the Super Bowl. That's just facts. Knowing that, you know, sometimes the devil's always lurking and trying to find ways to hurt you in any way, shape, form, emotionally or even physically. So, you know, for me, I've always, you know, prayed for discretion and trying to find out people's true intentions and trying to, you know, sidestep anything that can hinder me from being my better self.
With Craig getting back in the flow of things, is it a smooth blend back in there? Have you seen that being integrated back into the?
A lot of it's going to be, you know, contingent upon, you know, how our success is going to be. You know, I can kind of see both sides. You know, Greg looks rusty, or Greg's picks up right where he left off. And, you know, you've probably got that already in your column, ready to shoot it. But you know, nevertheless, man, you know, it's going to be on us to go out there and do exactly what we've been doing in the past couple of weeks. You know, Greg obviously brings an explosive attack to our game that's very methodical and very efficient. But it's going to be on me, like it has been, to be able to decipher who gets the ball and go where the defense dictates.
Is that a tough blend for you to go back to that, knowing how big of a target he's been over the years for you?
It's not tough at all. You know, he's easy. He's an easy target to throw to, and he's not. I think the biggest attribute that a Greg has, person like Greg, and even Ed for that matter, you know, they're very selfless, because whether he has five catches or five pancake blocks and we still win, you know, those are the guys that we need on this team. And, you know, I can say the same about a lot of people in that locker room. So it's not going to, you know, he's not the guy to stomp his feet coming off the off the field, saying that he didn't get any touches or catches. You know, we're all in it for the same reason, and that's just to win football games. And hopefully, you know, everybody, all hands on deck, is going to be on display, you know, to try to get a much-needed win come Sunday.
What do the Jets look like defensively, Cam?
Well, they have a familiar face that we're very familiar with. But on top of that, their front seven is very skillful. Very rangy safeties, young talent, you know, that can straight play, man. You know, they play with a lot of enthusiasm. So if we don't bring our spark, man, and start fast, then you know, that's going to be one of the keys. If not, that is one of the keys for us to win football game, or this football game. So we're going to be ready. We understand, you know, what those guys are playing for. You know what those guys are pretty much all about. But we can't allow those guys to dictate to us. We have to go out there with a sound mind, knowing that we got to execute.
What do you remember about in 2015? It was right around the same time where your numbers just exploded and the offense just exploded. That may be similar to what happened against Miami last week.
Well, I'm not sure. I just got to, you know, stay focused. And my numbers, in my opinion, are meaningless if we don't get a win, especially during this time of the year. That's been our main focus, being that November, December team that wins late in the season. And that tells a lot about your team. So we're geared for this. We're ready for this. And, we'll be expecting a big win on Sunday.
What are you expecting from Coney?
Nothing. But I'm hoping, but I wish him the best, except for this game. All right. Thank you.